So let's sort of leave that court case behind a bit, because I'm very keen to talk to you about the industry fallout here. Just looking at one of the reports of a shareholder meeting with ARN recently, and there was a lot of unhappiness there about the fallout.
Yeah, so what should have just been an ordinary AGM on Thursday turned into a bit of a media frenzy, because shareholders and journalists wanted to know how the company's going and what the fallout is. The big news out of that meeting was that the campaign against the Carl and Jackie O Show by the activist group MFW actually cost $22 million in 1 year.
In lost revenue?
In lost revenue, yeah. So that amounted to all the advertisers that were lobbied by this group, which is just a grassroots group of women mostly, emailing and calling companies and saying, do you realise what sort of show you are advertising on? And it was actually very effective. Even though they denied it at the time, now it comes out that it actually cost them $22 million in advertising revenue. And obviously they're hoping to claw that back now that Carl and Jackie O have gone. And interestingly, the same thing happened with Alan Jones. He was eventually let go by commercial radio because the advertisers were just so sick of being bombarded by activists. It wasn't seen as a safe show anymore.
So how much of that shareholder anger towards ARN is around the fact that the company has ended up in this legal case with the former presenters?
Well, I mean, the shareholders are asking how on earth the company agreed to pay such an exorbitant amount to two people for 10 years. I mean, it's unprecedented. And it seems that they signed this contract and then slowly began to realise that maybe it wasn't a good idea. And, I mean, my best theory is that once they got into it and they saw that Carl and Jackie O were fighting and had this dispute, they kind of jumped on that as an opportunity to end this really expensive contract. But it has blown up in their face because now they're in court. And if they lose, then what happens to the company? Because the amount they'd have to pay out is more than the company's actually worth.
It's double what the company is worth.
Yeah, the company's only worth around $80 million and these two want more than $80 million each.
In terms of the Kyle and Jackie O slot, because a ratings bonanza, people were coming to them to listen and that was bringing in advertising revenue. What's been happening to their slot since they've been off air?
Well, the first ratings report since they've been off air showed that it made no difference at all. There was like a tiny, tiny dip, less than 0.1%. They've got a roster of people hosting. They haven't got big stars yet, but it's really not making any difference in both the Sydney and the Melbourne markets. So that must be giving the company pause as well.
And I heard that some of the ratings in Melbourne maybe did even a little bit better without them.
It did, yes. In Melbourne, there was a little bump up because, of course, we know that the Melbourne audience did not take to Carl and Jackie O, which is one of the reasons that there was so much tension between them and management.
In terms of the relationship between Kyle and Jackie O, do we think we'll ever see them on air again in any way together?
No. I mean, Kyle, the first time he appeared in court, he was saying outside how he hadn't spoken to Jackie yet, but he was sure that it would be okay, you know, friends fall out. But then last court appearance, her barrister told the court she's not coming. She can't be in the same room as him. She feels psychologically damaged by him and she's had physical symptoms from that psychological damage. And she doesn't want to be in the same room. And her lawyer's actually arguing for a separate trial, which has yet to be decided because the judge said there are so many similar issues. It seems crazy to have separate trials. But she will have to come, of course, if there is a joint trial.
Just generally, in terms of the industry and these big contracts, what's the enduring lesson here for commercial radio, big radio earning hosts? For example, do you think we'll ever see a big money contract like this again?
No, I think this will go down as a big fat mistake, a big fat expensive mistake. I think this kind of contract and the sort of money and power that Sandilands and Alan Jones had will be a thing of the past.
It's really hard to know what will happen and how it will play out. But Amanda, you're watching it closely and so is everybody else. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Richard.
That was media correspondent Amanda Mead. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Richard Ahmed. See you soon.